Tonight, nationwide protests. A sea of students from Parkland to Columbine marching out of their schools, demanding action to combat gun violence. Massive demonstrations 1 month since a massacre that spurred a movement. Growing outrage over the death of a family dog after a United Airlines flight attendant told them to put the pet carrier in the overhead bin. And tonight there's word of another incident. How did another family's dog get sent to Japan instead of Missouri? Breaking news from an iconic American brand. Toys R Us is telling workers it will likely sell or close all of its U.S. stores. A new salvo in the supermarket wars. Walmart announces same-day home deliveries of groceries, trying to fight off Amazon. How you can benefit as they compete for your money. And would you do this? We try out a wild new adventure at the Grand Canyon.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening and thank you for joining us. It was an unprecedented and powerful display that unfolded across the country today, from Maine to California, Alaska to Parkland, Florida, where 1 month ago, from the depths of tragedy, a movement was born. As the clock struck 10 a.m., students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School and thousands of schools nationwide left their classrooms to honor the victims of school gun violence and to demonstrate in support of stricter gun laws, a moment that spanned the intersection of learning and politics. Our Gabe Gutierrez has details.
Today, across the country, the loudest lesson was outside the classroom.
I won't die saying nothing.
In Parkland, Florida, where exactly 1 month ago today, a gunman's rampage changed everything. An incredible exodus, 17 minutes to honor the 17 victims and calls to tighten gun restrictions.
We're strong and we need to make a change, so we're not going to stop till it happens.
At 10 a.m., students streamed onto the football field, but then...
The walkout lasted much longer than 17 minutes. Students flooded out of the school and then walked to a nearby park.
Where they'd once fled in terror, they now marched defiant.
What effect do you think this will have?
A lot.
Sam Zeif lost his best friend, Joaquin Oliver, in the shooting. He made this emotional plea to President Trump to ban AR-15 rifles.
And I don't understand why I could still go in a store and buy a weapon of war.
It's hard to go to class and bring up an argument and just sit quiet. And that's what it's all about, because we're not going to sit quiet anymore.
Not quiet in Chicago. Ron Mott is there.
So these students are not only marching against school gun violence, but they're also marching against daily gun violence here, especially on the South Side.
Really personal to me, especially when I hear about the other kids who are dying every day.
Let's stop talking about the change and actually make one.
Not quiet in Los Angeles either. Here's Jacob Sobroff.
Despite the fact California already has some of the most stringent gun control laws in the entire nation, is all of these students here to call for gun control.
The historic walkouts fueled by social media. Today, powerful images. 17 empty desks. Students spelling out hashtag enough on their football field. But not everyone thought this was a teachable moment. Some schools threatened to discipline students who walked out.
I would rather my kids be in school safe, and I don't believe this demonstration is really going to change anything.
For many back in Parkland, this was much more than a school absence. Tonight, it is a generation sitting silent no more.
Organizers say more than 3,500 schools participated throughout all 50 states. Student activists are now planning a national march on Washington in 10 days. Lester.
Gabe Gutierrez, thank you. And Gabe, it was a historic day. And with so many of these powerful young voices being raised across the country with so much to say, I want to take a moment now to let you hear their messages in their own words.
We can't stand gun violence anymore.
Enough is enough.
No more.
Policy, not prayers.
Enough is enough.
I consider this school a home.
But this home isn't safe.
No one is really safe in this country with the kind of gun laws that we have.
Change is needed. We need to increase school safety. We can't let this keep on happening.
It's important for us to speak up as the youth and make sure this change actually occurs.
We all deserve to be safe at school.
17 lives lost in 6 minutes. I don't want to go through what they went through.
We are together. We are one. We are with Florida. That's what we say, never again.
Helena Ramsey was 17 years old.
This is for Helena Ramsey.
Young and powerful voices resounding around the country tonight. This evening, United Airlines is facing growing outrage over a heartbreaking incident on board a plane. A family's new puppy found dead after a flight attendant insisted the carrier go in an overhead luggage bin during the flight on Monday. And in another unrelated incident, United says it's looking into how another dog ended up in Japan rather than Kansas City. NBC's Tom Costello was getting answers.
The puppy's name was Coquito, a birthday gift for 11-year-old Sophia. Catalina Robledo followed the rules and paid $200 to fly him in an animal carrier underneath the seat from Houston to New York, along with her two kids. But a United flight attendant said the bag was blocking the aisle and insisted it go in the overhead bin, even though the mother explained Coquito was inside.
She was like, it's a dog, and she said we have to put it up there.
Fellow passengers said they understood the family, but sources say the flight attendant didn't understand due to an accent that there was a dog in the bag. Aviation sources say the flight attendant is devastated. Once on the ground, the family opened the bin to find Coquito dead.
And it's horrible now because now I'm thinking about hearing that dog and not knowing that it was needing help.
United flew 138,000 pets as cargo last year. 18 died, a death rate twice that of other carriers. Today, United took responsibility, said it will soon issue bright-colored bag tags to help our flight attendants identify pets in cabin. Meanwhile, United says it mixed up two dogs on Tuesday, sending 10-year-old Ergo to Japan rather than Kansas City.
I instantly burst into tears, just wondering where my dog was. I was confused, upset, and just in utter shock that this was not my dog.
A year after a United passenger was dragged off a flight in Chicago, passenger rights groups are calling for changes.
United has to take a hard look at how they're treating their passengers and their passengers' pets.
While passengers can pay to bring a small pet on board in a bag if it fits underneath the seat in front of them or check the pet as cargo, it appears a tragic misunderstanding led to this little puppy's death. Tom Costello, NBC News, Washington.
A story a lot of people talking about tonight. Let's turn now to an election upset that could portend a Democratic wave coming this November. NBC News has declared Democrat Connor Lamb the apparent winner in a special congressional election in Pennsylvania in a district that President Trump won big in 2016. And as NBC's Casey Hunt reports, some Republicans are now sounding the alarm.
You did it. You did it.
In a district President Trump won by 20 points in 2016.
We followed what I learned in the Marines. Leave no one behind.
Democrat Connor Lamb with a stunning upset.
What should Democrats take away from your victory here in Pennsylvania?
Probably just that you got to work really hard and every single vote really does count.
It's an embarrassing loss for President Trump, who rallied against Lamb.
Connor Lamb. Lamb the sham, right? Lamb the sham.
Opposition to the president has motivated Democrats and made it harder for Republicans.
It's a bit of a wake-up call, and I think that you can't deny that, and if you do, you're lying.
There are more than 100 Republicans in Congress whose districts are more competitive than Pennsylvania's 18th, a huge warning sign.
You're a Republican in a safe seat. You better be ready.
Lamb was also able to win over voters like retired steelworker Anthony Ross, who had abandoned the Democratic Party.
And why'd you leave?
The Democratic Party? Because they forgot the working people. They forgot the people that they buttered our bread.
Democrats need to flip 23 seats to take back the House. And whether they can depends on taking the lessons from Pennsylvania to heart.
What do you think Democrats in Washington should learn from Connor Lamb?
They should come back to the grassroots. And go up and down these streets and come in these diners and find out what reality really is.
Republicans are likely to demand a recount, but they're fighting over a district that's not even going to exist in November because they're redrawing the lines. But the result here shows that Republicans have a lot to be nervous about this fall, and Democrats have a lot to hope for. Lester.
Casey Hunt in Pennsylvania tonight. Thanks. Big news this evening for one of the country's biggest toy chains. Toys R Us informed employees today that it will most likely close or sell all of its 700 remaining U.S. stores pending court approval. That would leave some 33,000 people out of a job. The iconic chain filed for bankruptcy in September after struggling to compete with online retailers. Let's turn now to the international showdown over that Russian ex-spy poisoned with a nerve agent in the U.K. Late tonight, the White House said it agrees with the U.K. assessment that Russia is to blame after U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley condemned Russia's alleged actions today as British leaders reveal how they plan to retaliate for the apparent assassination attempt on their soil. NBC's Keir Simmons has the latest.
Tonight, America's closest ally locked in a confrontation with the Kremlin, calling an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council this afternoon.
The United States stands in absolute solidarity with Great Britain.
Ambassador Haley issuing a stern warning over the poisoning of his former Russian spy and his daughter in Salisbury outside London.
If we don't take immediate concrete measures to address this now, Salisbury will not be the last place we see chemical weapons used. They could be used here in New York.
This hours after Britain formally blaming Moscow for the attempted assassination, expelling 23 diplomats, the most since the Cold War, and sparking a war of words. Unacceptable, unjustified, and short-sighted, Russia says, Britain's Prime Minister calling for united action against Russia.
To stand up for our values and to send a clear message to those who would seek to undermine them.
The nerve agent called Novichok so deadly, Sergei Skripal and his daughter remain in critical condition 9 days later. A police officer, first responder, still hospitalized. The investigation now focused on Skripal's car. Mystery still surrounds how the nerve agent was deployed and the identity of the would-be assassin. Initially, President Trump seemed slow to react to what Britain calls an attack on the UK. America's tough words this afternoon will be welcome here. Keir Simmons, NBC News, London.
With school safety and the debate over arming teachers in the headlines, outrage is erupting over two incidents in our nation's schools that could have easily turned deadly. One involved a teacher in California, the other a school resource officer in Virginia, both of whom accidentally fired guns in schools. NBC News national correspondent Miguel Almaguer has the story.
At Seaside High, today's peaceful protest comes after yesterday's school shooting here.
You could see like splatters on the ceiling.
17-year-old Furman Gonzalez was injured when his teacher, Dennis Alexander, was inspecting his gun in class and accidentally fired into the ceiling.
And there's like blood on my shirt, and then I like wipe my neck kind of, and a bullet fragment comes off my neck.
Fortunately, Gonzalez wasn't seriously hurt. Alexander, who's a reserve police officer and a city councilman, wasn't authorized to carry a gun on campus. He was teaching a course in public safety.
It's just so crazy that the teacher teaching them about gun safety shoots one off and hits the ceiling.
At nearly the same time in Alexandria, Virginia, another accidental shooting.
We're talking about arming teachers, and even the security personnel that are trained can't seem to make it work.
A resource officer discharged his gun in a middle school.
When we talk about arming teachers, that's what worries me, because we had this happen with someone who's a highly trained officer. I think that speaks for itself.
Coast to coast, students put in danger by the very people in charge of their safety. Miguel Almaguer, NBC News.
The tributes are coming from far and wide tonight to the life of Stephen Hawking, one of the most brilliant minds of our time who helped shape our view and understanding of the world around us. The famed physicist and author also being remembered tonight for a life well lived that defied medical odds. For millions around the world, Stephen Hawking brought the heavens down to Earth. As much pop culture icon as astrophysicist, showing off his wicked sense of humor on the Big Bang Theory.
Professor Hawking, it's an honor and a privilege to meet you, sir.
I know.
And The Simpsons.
Sometimes the smartest of us can be the most childish.
Even you?
No, not me.
The most famous scientist since Einstein, proving the mind can triumph over the body's greatest challenges. Hawking was diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, when he was just 21. Doctors expected him to live just 2 years. He ended up exploring the universe from a wheelchair, speaking through that electronic voice.
My illness has meant that I cannot use pencil and paper, so I have to do things in my head.
Hawking's work on black holes and relativity, a turning point in modern physics. And even if you didn't understand his theories, he made you want to. In 1988, skyrocketing to fame with his book, A Brief History of Time, Hawking never let his disability hold him back, meeting popes and presidents, flying in hot air balloons, even floating in zero gravity. A man who lived a life as vibrant as his mind.
I have a beautiful family, and I have been successful in my work. One cannot expect more.
Stephen Hawking died early today at his home in England at the age of 76. There's a lot more ahead as we continue tonight. We're going to talk about grocery wars, the new service Walmart is bringing to 100 cities to take on Amazon, and what it means for the food prices you pay. Also, thrill of a lifetime, your ticket to the heart-pounding new attraction that sends you soaring over America's awe-inspiring wonder. We're back now to tell you about a new salvo in the grocery wars. Walmart, which is already the biggest seller of groceries in America, is now dramatically expanding its same-day delivery service for groceries to your home. It's a move to combat Amazon and others making a play for your money. And our business correspondent Jolene Kent reports on how you can take advantage.
Home grocery delivery now moving from a luxury convenience to a service for the masses. Walmart currently offers same-day delivery in 6 cities. Today, it's announcing an expansion to 100 markets, covering 40% of the country by the end of the year.
You just go on, click, 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 bang, 2 hours, it's at your house.
The on-demand service will cost $9.99 with a $30 minimum purchase. Walmart is entering a crowded field. Today, Kroger rolling out new grocery delivery services with Instacart for under $8. Peapod and Fresh Direct already charge similar fees. Amazon Fresh delivers to your door for a monthly membership of $14.99. And Whole Foods, the grocery store owned by Amazon, offers free 2-hour delivery with a $35 minimum purchase in some markets. The competition is helping drive food prices down. Lean ground beef is 30 cents a pound less than last year. A gallon of milk down 35 cents.
We're at a tipping point. If you are a grocer right now, you need to think about what your online strategy is going to be.
Stores like Walmart are stepping up now because researchers say a whopping 70% of shoppers will be buying their groceries online by 2024. Jolene Kent, NBC News, Burbank.
Coming up here tonight, the dangerous flaw that's leading Ford to recall more than a million cars. A big recall tonight from Ford, warning drivers of certain Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKZ cars from model years 2014 through 2018 that the steering wheels could detach from the steering column, causing drivers to lose control. The company says it knows of 2 crashes and just 1 injury caused by the problem, but it's warning over a million drivers to get the fix from their dealership. Sounds like something you might want to get to soon. And world-renowned baby expert Dr. T. Barry Brazelton has died. Generations of parents turned to Dr. Brazelton over his nearly 7-decade career for advice and comfort. A pediatrician, Brazelton revolutionized the way children are raised and forever changed our understanding of babies' psychological development. He wrote several best-selling books and hosted the long-running TV show What Every Baby Knows. Dr. Brazelton was 99. When we come back, the new thrill ride that lets you fly over one of the grandest views of all. Finally tonight, are you ready for takeoff? We have got your ticket to the new thrill ride that sends you flying like a bird 1,000 feet over one of our country's greatest natural wonders. NBC's Gotti Schwartz takes us on the grand adventure.
On the edge of the grandest of canyons, there are vistas that you see with your eyes.
Long ways.
And then there's the kind of view that 12-year-old Nathan Reinwald feels from head to timid toe.
I'm getting dizzy.
Here, the slight tug of fear is normal for most.
Oh my goodness.
While others are pulled by a longing to fly, like Chad Yule. It's his birthday.
We were just like, hey, what adventure can we go on my birthday?
This year, for the first time, there is ziplining across the side canyons of the Southwest Rim.
There is no way we can convey the view, so we're going to try a 360 cam. Maybe that'll help a little bit.
Yeah!
One flight, not enough. As we head up for another, zipline guide Corey Magenti says this is helping support the Hualapai people.
We can't thank nobody but the Hualapai tribe for this.
The Native American tribe now offering the thrill of a lifetime. 3,500 feet of ziplines that hit speeds of more than 40 miles an hour. A spectacular view you can feel as the exhilaration echoes through one of the seven wonders of the world. Gotti Schwartz, NBC News, the Grand Canyon.
Gotti, having way too much fun. We appreciate you spending part of your evening with us. That is Nightly News for this Wednesday night. I'm Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching, and good night.